Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to ModPath Chat, the official podcast of Modern Pathology, featuring interviews with authors and experts on the latest science, technology, and developments in the field of pathology. Your host, Dr. George Netto, is the editor-in-chief of Modern Pathology and the chair of pathology at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Here's Dr. Netto.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast. We're joined today by Dr. Jacqueline Hechtman. Dr. Hechtman is a molecular and gastrointestinal pathologist. After 7 years tenure at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York, she has recently joined NeoGenomics as Director of Clinical Diagnostic Development. Her research interest is biomarker validation, including that of kinase fusions and microsatellite instability. Thank you, Dr. Hechtman, for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Netto.
All right. Please call me George.
Excited to be here. Okay.
All right. So this is a great review. I learned a lot reading it, and I'm sure our audience will appreciate it. And by the way, it's an open access, and so everyone can reach out to the link and learn from this. So we'll try to cover it clearly. It's an expansive review, as it should be, and we have only a short time. But let's start with giving us like a little mini symposium on NTRK, which is the topic of the review.
Sure. So I got involved originally with NTRK testing when there was some large clinical trials that some important oncologists at MSKCC at the time, David Hyman, worked there, who was spearheading, and I got involved from the testing point of view because it seems that drugs are often available either through a trial or FDA approved, sometimes before there's a good diagnostic test for it. And that happened with a lot of these kinase fusions. So NTRK fusions involve, there's three genes, NTRK 1, 2, and 3, and these are receptor tyrosine kinases and that the genes encode, respectively, track A, B, and C. So
that's easy. 1, 2, 3,
yeah. A, B, C. 1, okay. 2, 3, A, B, C, right? So like other kinase fusions, the kinase domain, the 3' domain of the kinase is fused to either a transcription factor or something else that activates and does downstream signaling, kind of like you see with mutations. NTRK fusions have been around for a while. I think they were first described in colon cancer, and they're diagnostic of certain types of carcinomas. So secretory carcinoma of the breast and salivary gland, and certain sarcomas, such as infantile fibrosarcoma. However, when the trial started and there started to be profound and durable responses to certain drugs, it became very important to test for them. The problem is they're super rare in other types of cancer. So that's how this project began.
That's a point that I wanted to emphasize. So while they're very common and even pathognomonic in some of the tumors you mentioned, including salivary gland tumor, including pleomorphic adenoma, which I wasn't aware, and IMT and childhood thyroid cancers, they're like less than 1% in the others. But in those tumors, you can go as high as 90%, 70%, as you listed in the table, right?
Yes. And so there's lots of different ways to test for it. You've got, just to go through them, HandTrack IHC, which just tells you how much protein is expressed. Then you've got more definitive methods, such as RNA-based fusion testing, DNA-based fusion testing, and FISH. So there's disadvantages and advantages of these. At the beginning, when we started piloting it out, HandTrack IHC, it was because of the turnaround time. A lot of these patients really need to get on the trial. They're really desperate for the next therapy. And the turnaround time for IHC is like a day. Whereas when you do RNA-based NGS, it can be 2 to 3 weeks. So that's where that came in hand. But for IHC, a lot of the time, you see this physiologic expression. So the protein is expressed because NTRK and TRK A, B, and C are, you know, can be expressed in just certain types of tissue, such as smooth muscle, neural tissue. And so for that reason, it doesn't have the specificity to be a conclusive test, but it has a good enough sensitivity, at least in NTRK 1 and 2, to be a screen. For some reason, NTRK 3 fusions by PanTrack IHC are a little harder to get. It's often focal or weak. And so it's a little tougher for NTRK 3, but in general, the sensitivity for PanTrack IHC is fairly high.
So just let me make sure I understand. So it's a pan NTRK, the immunohistochemistry, right? So it's covering the expression of A, B, and C, and what you're saying, but it's sensitive, more sensitive for A and B probably than C. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So and so the other method, which is the FISH, how is that also cover all type of fusions in 1, 2, and 3 genes, or is that just specific? You have to do a FISH for each one of them.
So it's each one. So while I believe you can probably custom make them and track 1, 2, and 3, you know, multi-probe ones. These are break apart FISH. So it's not going to tell you specifically if there's a fusion. It tells you if there's a rearrangement. So there's a break in the gene somewhere. So you do NTRK 1, 2, and 3 separately, and then you would need a minimum of 3 slides, but it would still be somewhat fast. However, on DNA, but you can still see rarely a rearrangement without a fusion. It's very rare, but it happens occasionally. So NTRK 1 through 3 FISH can be really great for cases that are suspected to be secretory carcinoma or other carcinomas that are enriched in NTRK fusion. So that by itself is often considered enough evidence.
Excellent. And when you're doing the immuno, you want to make sure that I noticed you mentioned some beautiful images in the paper where you're showing the pattern is different depending on the tumor. So you have to factor in the histology beside what you just mentioned, that it can be normally expressed in certain normal tissues, but even in the tumors, the nuclear versus membranous and all that.
Right. So those patterns is actually dependent on the fusion partner, not the tumor. And it can actually really help you in terms of whether something's just physiologic expression or it's really representative of a fusion. Hmm. So almost always when you have just physiologic expression, it's cytoplasmic. Sometimes the fusions also have cytoplasmic expression only. However, there are certain partners that have interesting patterns of expression that a surgical pathologist can note. So for example, transcription factors, which often locate to the nucleus of a cell, have nuclear staining. So for ETP6 and NTRK 3, we've seen a lot of like a nuclear staining for PanTrack IHC, and we didn't see that for any physiologic. And same thing with another recurrent partner is LMNA, and that's it encodes a nuclear lamin. And so LMNA has a weird nuclear membrane like pattern of accentuation. Even though it still has cytoplasm, it has that. And then for the tropomyosin one, so that's a third recurrent partner, 5' partner, those ones often localize to the cell membrane. So there's certain things on the surge path side that can be picked up to kind of help. It's still recommended in the NCCN guidelines, at least for colon cancer, that this is to be used as a screen because there's not that much evidence besides these large papers that came out of MSK. So it's still recommended that this be used as a screen, despite the fact that some of the patterns are very characteristic of a fusion, particularly with a certain partner.
Got it. Very helpful. So pretty much seeing nuclear or these specific patterns, you can feel more confident. Not only that, what kind of fusion it is, but as you said, not 100% definitive, but that you do have a fusion or you do have some rearrangement. Touch a little bit before we talk, go even more geeky and talk about algorithms and recommendations. Can you touch about the resistance? Do NTRK drugs, how good are they, NTRK inhibitors? And I know it had to do with the basket trial, as you mentioned. How is there a good response? And then
although like these inhibitors, entrectinib and larotrectinib, are approved pan-tumor, the duration can be longer in some tumor types than others. And the main mechanisms of resistance, like you'll see with other fusions, are point mutations in the kinase domain that block these small like molecule inhibitors from binding. So you'll see, I think it's like 623 is one of them, and it's 595 is another. And so these certain point mutations lead to resistance. And then there's drugs for those, for the point of resistance. However, in GI cancers specifically, it's a little different. So GI cancers are really RAS-driven, and we've even seen, you know, for example, you give an EGFR inhibitor and sometimes these subclonal KRAS mutations come up. So that happens in GI cancers, which are RAS-driven, with NTRK fusions. So there was a paper published by another group. The head author is actually now in Miami also, but he's at University of Miami, Emi Coco, who showed that BRAF V600E, KRAS mutations, MET amplification have all been found in different types of GI cancers, ranging from pancreatic, colon, and cholangio.
So that way, the resistance is by mutations bypassing that, by going downstream, just the downstream signaling is now mutated and consistently activated, right?
Downstream or another receptor tyrosine kinase. So MET is the same level, but there's still the mitogen activated protein kinase pathway. So it's still, you know, as you were saying, same pathway, but there can be different mechanisms. And so testing
amazing
for NTRK, like point mutations, won't really do it. So these can be picked up. Like one way is by just testing the actual metastasis, but there can be heterogeneity and resistance, and cfDNA testing might also help with that, because you could sample, like if you have multiple mechanisms, you would test
excellent
multiple areas.
This is amazing how we're chasing mutations now that we have drugs, chasing mutations, the same pattern, same experience that we early on encountered with EGFR in lung, non-small cell. It's happening with other druggable targets. Now, we'll talk a second. You touched upon the different methodologies and advantages. Clearly, the more expensive and complicated it is, it's going to yield more information. But is there an algorithm that is recommended now, how to approach? Can you just spend a minute talking about that?
Sure. So it kind of depends on which country you're talking about. So for Europe and Canada, other places with socialized medicine, in these tumor types where it's really rare, they might do pan-track IHC up front, because the smaller NGS panels won't cover these NTRK fusions. Mm-hmm. But in the US, a lot of academic places and other ones are moving towards comprehensive sequencing. So either with a very large DNA-based panel or hybrid DNA-RNA-based panel. Well, there's not really a great consensus on which one to do first. I think ESMO recently, there was a publication by ESMO in Annals of Oncology that did summarize for Europe, you know, this is the European Society of Medical Oncology, their recommendation. So a lot of the molecular testing, either in the community or in academic centers, in the community, it goes to places, you know, like Gut Foundation and other places like Caris. So they're going to do a large panel testing, and you get the NTRK testing up front. So when you have advanced cancer, you're getting all the markers up front, TMB, MSI mutations, and NTRK fusion testing. And I would be on the side that that's probably the best way to go for a lot of these advanced cancers, because a lot of these there's such a long tail of rare alterations. To be able to test for them all at once is a little more efficient.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Then going back one at a time, absolutely, and it is in this, it is in the advanced cancers, because there's a criteria when to test and when to consider for treatment, right? First, you have to have the fusion, you have to have the rearrangement to be a candidate for treatment. Can you expand on that?
Right. So being that this is a targeted agent, and also, you know, very expensive, it's for when a tumor is unresectable or metastatic. So those are the patients really getting treated with these drugs. But also NTRK fusion testing is relevant for secretory, for, you know, as, I guess, diagnosis. Part of the diagnosis for those certain tumor types.
For those where it's pathognomonic, like you mentioned, secretory. Right. Breath. Any idea why the secretory phenotype? Because it seems like to be a secretory breast, secretory salivary, and
I have no clue
to the biology.
And I also have no clue why, like, PanTrack IHC isn't that sensitive for NTRK3, because the epitope is, like, proprietary. So, like, you know, like the actual sequence of amino acids. So I don't know. I don't know why the secretory carcinoma, like, is, you know, that particular fusion. I do know that there's other areas of enrichment for NTRK fusions that the pathologist might kind of, like, it might be useful to be aware of. So for colon cancer, if you have a microsatellite instability high case, it's MLH1 deficient, and you don't see a BRAF mutation, there's a pretty good chance that it will have a kinase fusion, one of various kinase fusions, but particularly NTRK 1 through 3. So those are enriched. And those always are accompanied by MLH1 promoter hypermethylation. So it does seem like a parallel to BRAF fecundity. And then there's silent lung cancer. So silent lung adenocarcinomas seem to be enriched in kinase fusions. And then we had an interesting paper.
Silent as you're the expected driver mutations are not there. That's what you mean.
Yes.
You said, yes.
Yeah. So expected driver mutations and a lower tumor mutation burden. That is, you know, a lower tumor mutation burden. And in all cases, NTRK fusions kind of like are mutually exclusive with KRAS, NRAS, and BRAF V600D and EGFR hotspots. So when you don't have those,
you definitely want to do it. If you don't have those and is low TMB, you don't have the common player drivers, that's when you should those are more likely to show intract mutation. And
we mentioned
the colon, and the colon and the ones that are MSI and BRAF negative, those are the ones.
There were three papers that came out at the same time for the colon thing. And one of them was from Emi Soko and me and Maurice Beltree's lab. And then there was a Japanese group and another group in the US. And then for the lung, it was Rima Benayed from Sloan Kettering. And then there was another paper in breast cancer where, interestingly, the hormone-resistant breast cancer, so when, you know, fulvestrant starts to not work, those often had Chinese fusions, including NTRK, and we had a case with complete response. And that's in Annals of Oncology by Dara Roth. So there were lots of different, there is various different situations that people are starting to pick up where NTRK fusions are enriched. And it's just starting to like pick up in the literature because kinase fusion by NGS testing is still new, you know, the last 4 years, 5 years.
Excellent. I'm amazed how ready in your mind are all these papers and all these permutations. I'm so impressed.
When you're passionate about it.
Excellent. See, I mean, for the audience, especially the young fellows, and this is see how fascinating and important this is.
There's a lot of research left to do.
Yes. So let's finish with a couple of words about reporting. You mentioned in your paper and in your review that there's certain guidelines for how to report and.
Right. So these things are really important for molecular pathologists reporting out DNA and RNA and NGS, as well as FISH, and then for surgical pathologists reporting out the PanTrack IHC. So all the surgical pathologists, when you report the PanTrack IHC, it's important to know, you know, that it's a screen, and it's not necessarily, you can't report PanTrack IHC as positive for NTRK fusion. You can just say PanTrack is expressed. You can give an H-score, you can give the pattern, but you can't really say an NTRK fusion is present because it requires confirmatory testing by nucleic acids, either FISH or NGS.
I see.
Then for the molecular part, it's important to note if you have DNA-based NGS, whether or not it's like predicted to be in frame, whether or not the kinase domain is included, and what the partner is. So these things kind of help, you know, because you can have rearrangements, as we said, that don't result in fusion. And so if something is only involving the 5' domain of NTRK, doesn't have the kinase domain, you can either reflex it to an RNA-based fusion testing if this is DNA, or be very careful in how you report it, because to give this person an NTRK inhibitor when you don't necessarily have a fusion, just a rearrangement of the kind of like uncertain significance, isn't beneficial to the patient. So it's important to note like what you're seeing in the rearrangement. It's not as simple as a KRAS mutation, you know?
Yeah. No, nothing is simple anymore. That's but it's all to the benefit of the patient and giving the right drug to the right patient. And that's what all precision oncology and precision pathology is all about, right?
Yeah. You know, trying to match a patient to a drug that basically makes, you know, what we think of terminal cancer into more of a chronic disease. And so that's what, you know, what the field is really moving toward, trying to manage these patients so that they get a good quality of life and live longer.
Excellent. And the response is durable. I was surprised, you know, the median 2-3 years progression-free survival. That's amazing, because these are patients who have very advanced disease, like you said.
Yeah, it is durable in the majority of tumor types. In GI cancers, it's a little lower, around 6 months. And specifically the colon cancer patients, you know, these are, as we said, they're microsatellite instability high. So they're also eligible for Pembro. And so, you know, like the oncologist will decide which one first, but hopefully they know the literature and what that Pembro also has a great duration. And so, you know, these nuances, whereas like, you know, we know that NTRK fusions generally have this great duration, but some tumor types aren't responding with as long of duration as other tumor types. Is important to know too. It's a very complicated field as we keep learning.
This is, Jackie, this is great. And it just goes to the point where pathologists, especially molecular diagnostic pathologists, how they're more and more on the front line in patient management, and those and knowledge of these all these nuances and sharing them with the clinician who's treating the patient, sitting at the table in a molecular tumor board and all that, it's going to be more of a norm for all of us, and hopefully even GI pathologists. I mean, you represent how the next generation pathologist should be, where you do a subspecialty but also have the depth of the molecular, not necessarily do two fellowships or three fellowships. That's not what we're talking about, but to have the knowledge of the molecular in your subspecialty to be a really critical member of that diagnostic team and the management team, right?
Yeah, and hopefully the next generation of pathologists, you know, is really bringing this. Well, we're still doing a lot of research, a lot of this newer knowledge to the community too. So,
absolutely,
I guess that, yeah.
So very important. Well, thank you. This has been a pleasure, and I know I learned a lot, and thank you for all that you do for modern pathology, and certainly for this excellent review, and I hope to see you again on other podcasts.
It was all my pleasure. Thank you.
Any opinions expressed in this podcast are the speaker's own and do not represent the views of Modern Pathology, Springer Nature, UAB, or USCAP. Your ModPath chat host and scientific director is Dr. George Netto. Producers are Christina Crow, Amber Jackson, Dr. Sarah Jang, and Dr. Catherine Ketchum. Technical direction is provided by Kaminsky Productions, music by Mitch Neubauer. Thanks to the authors, reviewers, and editors of Modern Pathology for making this podcast possible.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.